Major General Abdul Khalik says more than 1,400 Afghan troops have been involved in the operation in parts of Ghazni province for nearly 3 weeks.
Within these 20 days of operation, we have opened the schools, clinics, in the community centers, which the Taliban claimed that the ANA and the ANP would not be able to open it.
ANA is the Afghan National Army, and ANP is the Afghan National Police. General Khalik says his forces are supported by troops from the U.S.-led coalition, which continues to work with Afghan forces in some areas where Taliban insurgents are active to supplement NATO security efforts. The general says the effort called Operation My Wand is designed to, in his words, separate the people from the insurgents. To do that, he says, his forces distributed 180 tons of humanitarian supplies and provided medical treatment to more than 1,800 people. General Khalik says small groups of Taliban fighters challenged his forces, but there were no major battles.
The Taliban couldn't engage directly with the ANA and ANP because they know that they don't have such force and resistance to have a direct engage with the ANA.
The general says the Taliban remains a threat because it receives training, weapons, and money from al-Qaeda sources outside Afghanistan. But he could not comment on claims by some U.S. officials that Iran is sending weapons to the Taliban. The commander of coalition forces working in support of General Khalik's troops is U.S. Army Colonel Martin Schweitzer. At the same news conference, he said the general's plan calls for leaving enough Afghan and foreign troops behind when the operation is over to prevent the Taliban from moving back into the area.
General Khalik has developed a plan, a stay-behind plan, that there's going to be about four times the amount of security forces from ANA, ANP, and coalition that will remain here to further develop and enhance the security environment, allowing the government to get down here to talk to the people, to start providing for them, particularly at some of these remote village areas.
Colonel Schweitzer says the key to the operation is to convince local people that the Afghan army and government are a force for good. He says 60 of the 83 local councils in the area have voted to support the government in spite of Taliban efforts to intimidate people and to use the media to exaggerate their power. Colonel Schweitzer says that is why Taliban fighters take over police stations, even though he says they can't hold them very long.
They come in for about an hour or two. They'll set a room on fire, and then as soon as the ANP or ANA come back in force, or coalition with ANA come back in force, the Taliban immediately pull out of the district center. Frankly, they control nothing in Afghanistan, not for anything more than an hour.
The VOA reporter in Kandahar province says a district headquarters taken by Taliban forces on Monday was retaken by government forces on Tuesday. Colonel Schweitzer says the Afghan police stations are vulnerable to such attacks and temporary takeovers, at least for now. But he says the Afghan National Army has made great strides in the last 2 years and now has the lead in dealing with local people, a situation he says the people much prefer to having foreign troops routinely on their village streets. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.